Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 27th, Babylon Part 2 from Jeremiah 51. Babylon occupies a unique position in history as a literal and figurative type for all things bad about human society and behavior. Babylon was a nation-state with a long history of opulence, learning, power, attractiveness, religion, and culture. For most of its history, it was a power among powers, but usually subservient to another nation, such as Assyria. When it did come, Babylon's empire was not long-lived. But boy, did it leave its mark on world history. Even in secular history from the biblical era, Babylon was known for its decadence, its pomp, its power, and its influence on the course of human events. Historians tell us that Babylon's contemporaries held it in contempt for its wickedness, but secretly envied its pleasures. Kind of like the contemporary attitude about Las Vegas, I suppose. Babylon assumes a prominent part in the book of Revelation. The ancient city there becomes a whore drunk with the blood of the righteous, straddling the seven hills of the empire of the day, Rome, while seeking to control all of mankind with her vile idolatries in the form of commerce, religion, immorality, and violence. Just like the earlier literal Babylon, the Babylon of Revelation will ultimately be laid waste along with all who ally themselves with her. As Jeremiah warned God's people who then lived in Babylon, get out of her when you see the hand of God falling. However you picture this world, you must remember that it is stridently opposed to what is good, to the God who created it, and to those who cling to him for eternity. The presence of the spirit of Babylon can be quite dispiriting, deadening, deadly, and dangerous to the soul. Hence the importance of Jeremiah's insistence to those who live in Babylon, come out of her. As the scripture says, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord, Isaiah 52:11 and 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. In the world, but not of the world, it's the best place to be. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.